This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We conclude in our last visit by pointing out that the character traits listed as being the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23 describe the person of Jesus Christ. Paul testified, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." What he was saying is that by faith he was relying on Jesus Christ by his Spirit to live out his life in and through him. He had discovered the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. He knew that if anyone wanted to reflect Jesus Christ to their world in tangible ways, they would need to rely on the Holy Spirit to do this in and through them. He would do it if they surrendered control of their lives to the Holy Spirit and by faith cooperated with him as he guided and enabled them. Paul put it this way in Galatians 5:25, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." I like that. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. This reminds me of Jesus' words in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Often we think living the Christian life in a Christ-like fashion is hard, if not impossible. It is if we rely on ourselves and pull it off. Jesus invites us to draw close to him, get under the yoke connected to him, and then let him carry the load and lead the way, or as Paul put it, keep in step with the Spirit. Let him do it in and through you.